We are seeing a record number of hospitalizations from COVID-19 in our state. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily on this Friday, October 23rd, 2020. I'll have that plus another body found at Oaklawn Cemetery, and Burns Hargis makes plans to retire from OSU. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
KOSU is made possible by the generous support of members who are listeners just like you. Become a sustaining member and make your gift go even further. Click donate at kosu.org to start your membership today.
Oklahoma's Commission on Cooperative Sovereignty delivers its first report to the governor. KOSU's Allison Herrera has more.
The commission, made up of business leaders, former politicians, and representatives from the agriculture industry, was formed just 3 weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the Muscogee Creek Nation was never disestablished. When he created it, Governor Stitt cited the need for one set of rules and regulations to help the state and the tribes move forward. In its first report, the commission made 5 points about sovereignty, laws for the state, and how the ruling will affect businesses. Larry Nichols, co-founder of Devon Energy and chair of the commission, says the McGirt decision has created uncertainty.
And if you don't know what rules are going to govern, if you don't know if you're getting ready to build a plant or drill an oil well or do any kind of commercial activity, if you don't know what the rules are, you're going to go do that, build that plant in some other state.
On Wednesday, Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter released a plan to introduce federal legislation that would allow the state and tribes to compact on criminal jurisdiction matters. I'm Allison Herrera.
Oklahoma sees the largest single-day increase of COVID-19 cases. The health department reported 1,628 new positive tests for the virus, as the state now has more than 15,000 active cases. 11 new deaths bring the state's total to 1,221, including 9 Oklahomans 65 years or older and 2 in the 50 to 64 age group. Over the past week, Oklahoma has seen a record high average of more than 1,200 new cases per day and a record high average of 11 deaths per day. The state is also seeing a record number of people hospitalized from COVID-19. Currently, 956 Oklahomans are in the hospital for the disease or under investigation, with 313 of those in the intensive care unit. According to the report, there are only 82 ICU beds available, which comes to 8%, while only 14% of medical surgery beds are available across the state. And the White House Coronavirus Task Force is keeping our state in the red zone for both confirmed cases and test positivity. Flu season is here, and the Oklahoma State Department of Health has been tracking it. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney has the latest as flu season collides with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.
COVID-19 is not the only viral disease public health officials watch for. The State Department of Health tracks the flu every year. It's issuing weekly updates on hospitalizations and deaths. As of Thursday's report, no Oklahomans have died of the flu since the season began on September 1st. Cumulatively since then, 17 have been hospitalized. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
Epic's school board approves the first round of corrective actions after a scathing audit. The Oklahoman reports the board agreed to implement internal controls after the state auditor's report citing widespread fiscal mismanagement at the virtual charter school. The members directed the for-profit management company at Epic to notify them of any financial transfers and await approval. The board plans to meet again on November 18th to discuss more corrective measures. Excavation at Oaklawn Cemetery reveals another coffin. The state archaeologist tells the Tulsa World more bodies could be found in the area as investigators search for victims of the 1921 race massacre. However, because of the colder weather, researchers were forced to fill in the trench while awaiting legal authority to exhume the fragile remains. The excavation, likely not resuming until next year, is an area thought to be a possible burial spot for 18 black men killed in the massacre. Oklahomans wanting to vote by absentee ballot have some deadlines coming up. KOSU's Kately Mills reports on what election officials want you to know.
Voters submitting their ballot by mail this year need to do so as early as possible. The deadline to request an absentee ballot in Oklahoma is October 27th at 5 p.m. Absentee ballots can be requested through the Election Board's official OK Voter portal or through your local county election board. Misha Moore, the public information officer for the Election Board, says voters should allow enough time to request, vote, and return the ballot. She also said voters should consider the distance the ballot must travel to make it to the county election board on time. Absentee ballots sent by mail must be received by your county election board no later than 7 p.m. on November 3rd. I'm Caitlin Mills.
Oklahoma State President Burns Hargis is hanging up his cowboy hat on July 1st next year. The Ocali reports Hargis, who has been the leader at OSU since 2008, plans to announce his retirement at a Board of Regents meeting today. He is the 18th president of the university, but only the second OSU graduate to serve as president. Accomplishments at the school include advancement of the Spears School of Business and induction into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame. And finally, in sports, football returns this weekend for Oklahoma's two Big 12 teams. Oklahoma State is hoping to keep its undefeated streak alive as the Cowboys host the Iowa State Cyclones at Boone Pickens Stadium at 2:30. The University of Oklahoma is hitting the road as the Sooners travel to Fort Worth to take on the TCU Horned Frogs at 11 o'clock. The Sooners game is scheduled to air on ABC, while the Cowboys game is set to be televised on Fox. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at KOSU.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News, every weekday.